Welcome to Hapa School Winter Session, Week 1, Day 1. Today we're going to talk about something many of us think about at the beginning of the year, New Year's resolutions. Many people like to set goals at the start of the year, and in this lesson, we're going to learn how to talk about these goals in English. Let's listen to a conversation between me and my wife Akina about our resolutions for this year. Are you guys ready? Please enjoy my conversation with Akina. So, it's the beginning of the year, which means it's time for New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
Yes, yes. Okay. So, have you set any New Year's resolutions for this year?
For this year, I want to spend more time with our cats.
Our cats? Yeah. Okay.
Because ever since we had kids, we've kind of been putting them on the side. Especially Gora, he's getting older.
Mm-hmm. He's a senior cat now.
Yeah. He's going to be 13 next year, so maybe his last years, we really have to spoil him.
Oh, don't say it's his last years. He's still got many good years ahead of him.
Yeah. Got to take care of him.
All right. Well, that's a good resolution. Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I think for me, my New Year's resolution is to try to stick to my resolutions. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, honestly, you set them, and then what? Like, 2 weeks?
I don't like to set
them. Exactly. So it's to try to stick to it to the best I can. But, I mean, honestly speaking, I think what I want to try to do this year is to try to do more in-person events. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the goals I have for this year is try to do things that are offline. Meet people in person. I'm going to Japan for the seminar, which I'm pretty excited about.
Yeah.
But, you know, do more events in LA and maybe hopefully get to go back to Japan again and do fun stuff. So that's one thing I want to do.
Yeah. Things are always better in person.
Always better. Okay, let's break that down together. Let's go step by step. I'll play a part of the conversation and then I'll explain it. Part 1, Akina's New Year's resolution. So, have you set any New Year's resolutions for this year?
For this year, I want to spend more time with our cats.
Our cats? Yeah. Okay.
Because ever since we had kids, we've kind of been putting them on the side. Especially Gora, he's getting older.
He's a senior cat now.
Yeah. He's going to be 13 next year. So maybe his last years, we really have to spoil him.
Oh, don't say it's his last years. He's still got many good years ahead of him.
Yeah. Got to take care of him.
All right. Well, that's a good resolution. Yeah.
I start by asking Akina if she has any New Year's resolutions. Akina wants to spend more time with her cats, especially Goro, who is turning 13 this year. Since we had kids, she feels we haven't given our cats as much attention, so she wants to make up for that and spoil Goro in his senior years. I remind her that Goro still has a lot of good years ahead. Part 2. My New Year's resolution.
How about you?
Well, I think for me, my New Year's resolution is to try to stick to my resolutions. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, honestly, you set them, and then what? Like, 2 weeks?
I don't like to set
them. Yeah, exactly. So it's to try to stick to it to the best I can.
Here, Akina asks me about my New Year's resolutions. I joke a little, saying that my resolution is just to stick to my resolutions. Why? Because it's hard to follow through with them. Many people start strong with their goals, but after 2 weeks, they stop. Akina agrees. This is why she doesn't like making resolutions at all. Part 3. My real New Year's resolution.
What I want to try to do this year is to try to do more in-person events, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the goals I have for this year is try to do things that are offline, meet people in person.
I'm going to Japan for the seminar, which I'm pretty excited about. Yeah. But, you know, do more events in LA and maybe hopefully get to go back to Japan again and do fun stuff. So I think that's one thing I want to do.
Yeah. Things are always better in person.
Always better.
In this part, I share my main goal for the year, doing more in-person events. These are events where I can meet people face-to-face rather than online. I talk about my excitement for a seminar in Japan and my plans to do more events in LA. It's all about connecting with people and having fun in the process. Akina agrees that in-person events are always better because they feel more personal and meaningful. Let's move on to some of the key phrases and some practical ways to talk about New Year's resolutions. The most standard way is, my New Year's resolution is... For example, if you want to study English every day, you might say, my New Year's resolution is to study English every day. One of the most common expressions to talk about New Year's resolutions is, I want to. When you say, I want to, it shows you have a clear desire, and it sounds like you really care about this goal. For example, if you say, I want to travel more this year, this means you feel like traveling is important to you. However, it doesn't tell us exactly if you've started making plans or taking steps. If you've thought about your goal carefully and you're making some steps or preparations to achieve it, you can say, I'm planning on. For example, if you said, I'm planning on traveling more this year, it sounds like you are thinking about where to go, maybe saving money or setting up a schedule. Saying, I'm planning on, usually means you're serious about making it happen. If you want to do something, but you feel like it might be a bit difficult or out of your control, you can say, I'm hoping to. So if you say, I'm hoping to travel more this year, it implies that you'd like to travel more, but you're not actively working on it. Or maybe it's not fully under your control. It sounds less determined and more like a wish than a firm goal. Now, let's practice these expressions together. I'll say a sentence, then leave a pause so you can repeat it out loud. Ready? Let's go. My New Year's resolution is to speak more English. My New Year's resolution is to exercise regularly. I want to spend more time with my family this year. I want to save money for a vacation this year. I'm planning on traveling to Europe this year. I'm planning on taking online English lessons this year. I'm hoping to run a marathon this year. I'm hoping to travel to a new place this year. All right, let's have some fun practicing our expressions together. This time, I'm going to talk about my New Year's resolution and then ask you what your resolutions are. I'll give you a little pause so you can think and answer. Ready? Let's go. My New Year's resolution is to stick to my resolutions. How about you? What is your New Year's resolution? I want to do more in-person events this year. How about you? What do you want to do this year? I'm planning on running 3 half marathons this year. How about you? What are you planning on doing this year? I'm hoping to travel somewhere with my wife this year. How about you? What are you hoping to do this year? I'm going to play the conversation one more time. See if you can catch the key phrases we covered today. Are you ready? Let's go.
So, it's the beginning of the year, which means it's time for New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolutions.
Yes, yes. Okay. So, have you set any New Year's resolutions for this year?
For this year, I want to spend more time with our cats.
Our cats? Yeah. Okay.
Because ever since we had kids, we've kind of been putting them on the side. Especially Gora, he's getting older.
Mm-hmm. He's a senior cat now.
Yeah. He's going to be 13 next year, so maybe his last years, we really have to spoil him.
Oh, don't say it's his last years. He's still got many good years ahead of him.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta take care of him.
All right. Well, that's a good resolution. Yeah.
How about you?
Well, I think for me, my New Year's resolution is to try to stick to my resolutions. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, honestly, you set them, and then what? Like, 2 weeks?
No, I don't like to set
them. Yeah, exactly. So it's to try to stick to it to the best I can. But, I mean, honestly speaking, I think what I want to try to do this year is to try to do more in-person events. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the goals I have for this year is try to do things that are offline. Meet people in person. I'm going to Japan for the seminar, which I'm pretty excited about.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, do more events in LA and maybe hopefully get to go back to Japan again and do fun stuff. So I think that's one thing I want to do.
Yeah. Things are always better in person.
Always better.
Awesome job today. Did you know that a lot of folks set New Year's resolutions, but many end up giving up just a few weeks in? It's kind of funny, but the second Friday in January is even nicknamed Quitter's Day because so many people give up on their goals around that time. In fact, research shows that about 80% of people give up on their resolutions by mid-February. One of the big reasons we often struggle with our goals is that we tend to set huge, unrealistic expectations without a solid plan in place. It's super easy to feel motivated at the start of the year, but as the excitement wears off, so can our commitment. So instead, try setting smaller, manageable goals and focus on taking one small step forward every day. So, what are your New Year's resolutions this year? Share them with us in the Hapa School community. Have an awesome day, and I will catch you again tomorrow. Take it easy. Peace.